Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 5 o'clock hour of Hawk and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Can't think of a better way to enjoy win or lose tonight. I'm going to be downing some Hop Gun this evening. Floridian. What are you going to be downing tonight, Crowder?
Don't tease me, man, because it's hard to find the Funky Buddha, the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of beer in different states, but I'm going to try my best to find me a Hop Gun in California. Yeah.
Dude, I remember like a few years ago, we had a like a station party, and there was a keg there. It was like an outdoor park thing, and there was a Funky Buddha keg. And I don't think I got more than one cup of it because Crowder was by the keg the entire time. I couldn't even get in there.
I was drinking it like a horse at a trough.
You were doing like keg stands. You were
Bro, Funky Buddha, they figured it out. Ryan and Casey figured out beer. After all those years of beer, Funky Buddha actually figured out beer, and I love it.
Absolutely. All right, so for tonight, Heat and Celtics game two. Heat are favored by 3 points despite Marcus Smart, Al Horford coming back. I think this is Reggae Man who texted this in on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line at 786-360-0790. He says, Dono, this is all you need to know. The Miami Heat have outscored opponents 345 to 252 in the third quarter throughout the playoffs. That's a difference of 7.8 points per game. Hashtag white hot. What was it? I think they skewed the average even higher a little bit when they had, 39-14 in the third quarter the other day. But, I mean, Crowder, just to relive that for a second before we get to Solana's headlines, I was so depressed at halftime of that Heat game, game one, because it looked like the Heat were getting smoked. The Florida Panthers game, I think, was almost or just about over at that point. They ended up losing 4-1. So, like, we're not going to get any W's tonight. But the Heat came alive in the second half, and they blew them out in the third quarter.
And that is a mature team, an experienced championship coach, and leadership. When you can go into halftime down, come back and outscore your opponent by those numbers that you and Reggae Man, you know, brought to the attention of, you know, of all the listeners in the third quarter, in the second half. Come on now. The disrespect of the Heat. I know we talked about it a lot today. The disrespect of the Heat is getting to me, Dono.
Yeah, that's right. Now, our guy Solana, and you're going to be on before pregame. When it's, because you're actually going to be on for like a full hour and 15 minutes. So does that still count as a sizzle, or is it called something else?
Yeah, I don't know what the official term that we're using is. There's some imaging being made right now. I don't know. All I know is that it's an extended sizzle, 6 to 7:15.
I love it. Well, give us some headlines before then.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. There's only two headlines that matter. Panthers versus Lightning. Cats need this one. Game two, 7 p.m. in Sunrise at FLA Live Arena.
You know, and I do want to revisit something from the Bill Lindsay interview. Solana had to be working the levels a little bit there. Somebody writes in, dude, Bill Lindsay sounds like he's on a nuclear submarine or something. What is he doing? That's multitasking, bro. Like he's typing in the launch codes and he's talking to us.
Mm-hmm. Periscoped up, periscoped down. What was that show called?
Down Periscope, I think it was.
Down Periscope. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, I never actually watched it, but I remember what you're talking about.
You're doing the big cup with 23 ice cubes again, Crowder. You're doing that right on the air, right next to the microphone, huh?
Was that what he had going on there?
Yeah.
I'm back.
Did you disconnect? Did you not hear that?
Yeah, man. No, I didn't hear what he said. He said down Periscope, and I thought you were about to say something slick, but then I dropped out.
Yeah, I did. I said you're doing the large cup with the 30 ice cubes in it again, right next to the microphone.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. That's his new thing, Dono. This guy can't just get a normal glass of water. He needs the 30 loud ice cubes right next to the microphone.
Hey, man, when you have an ice machine right next to your room, if you don't have a full bucket of ice in your room at all times, you're failing in life. I keep ice around, and I'm not drinking. My bucket's always full.
That is a good point. Like, if you check into a hotel, first thing I do is I look for the ice machine. I'm not even going to use it, but if I'm near the ice machine, you just feel good. Like, you want to go back down to concierge and thank them for giving you such a great room.
and in some hotels where ice machines are on all the odd floors.
Yeah. That's right.
Don't put me on an even floor then, ma'am.
Yeah.
If there's only ice machines on 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9, I need to be on 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. Don't put me on an even floor if there's no ice machine, Gina.
You're staying at such a classy hotel. Like, I'm surprised you even have to go to the ice machine for yourself, that they're not just like stocking your room.
Well, you know, I'm a titanium member, so they deal with pretty much whatever I say, Donald.
Titanium member.
I think that's what they call me. Marriott Titanium.
Okay. Is that higher or lower? Like, what is that compared to? Like, gold, platinum, is that higher or lower than those?
I don't know. I just get an extra coffee creamer. Like, I don't know what anything means.
I am a copper member of this hotel club.
I don't know what none of these medals mean.
I think they have extra UBS outlets for you, Crowder.
They got a bunch of UBSs. You laugh about it. I'm going to take a picture and send y'all 6 UBSs right now in front of me.
Underrated. Dude,
that does make me feel great. Like, I was at a hotel. I was in a hotel room recently. It was like, it wasn't an Airbnb, but it was like, I was like staying in somebody's timeshare, like renting it out as a hotel room, and there was not a single USB. It was like a couple of regular outlets. And if I'm not at a hotel with the USBs, I just don't feel like I'm at the right spot for me.
Yeah. I don't know what USB is, but the UBSs in this hotel are stupid.
Heat Celtics game 2 at 8:45 p.m. So here's what we know. Al Horford will play tonight, per Shams Charania. He's going to be active. Mm-hmm. Marcus Smart is listed as probable. Let's be real. Marcus Smart, he's playing tonight. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. And then Derek White is out for the Celtics. And Kyle Lowry, we know, is out for the Miami. He doesn't look like anybody else will miss the game for Miami.
Yeah, and listen, I'm fine, and I'm fine with this. I don't think they're going to miss Derek White too much. But as far as Marcus Smart and Al Horford being back, I would just like to beat a whole Celtics team just to see what the excuses are after that. Oh, well, they weren't 100%. Like, no, you're out of excuses tonight. If the Miami Heat get the job done, take the 2-0 lead, take care of home court advantage tonight. I want to hear what the narrative is about why the Celtics lost tomorrow.
They're going to find something, Dono, because they still don't respect the Heat. One of the last 4 teams playing basketball, and the every narrative, Atlanta narrative, 76er narrative, and now Boston narrative, is that they're failing. The Heat aren't succeeding. I really expect the hate to continue all the way through the finals.
All right, guys. Yesterday, Inter-Miami did draw 0-0 versus Philadelphia, but the good news, I don't know about good news, but
I think drawing 0-0 with a Philadelphia Union team that was favored by a goal and a half, I think that's good news.
Yeah, but Philadelphia hadn't won a game in 6 competitions. So their last 6 games, they hadn't won a game. Inter-Miami desperately needs to start climbing out or back into playoff contention if they want any chance. I know it's still early, but, I mean, you're 13 games, 14 games into the season, and you're close to the bottom of the Eastern Conference. They got to start winning games, Dono, and they had opportunities yesterday.
You're starting to sound like Daniel Solano.
I'm just saying, score some goals, win a game. That's all. Are you happy with being, what are they right now, 13th in the East? You happy with that, Dono?
They're getting messy in 14 months, according to a DirecTV reporter. So I'm not worried about anything.
All right. Well, speaking, I don't know really if this applies anymore because Messi plays for PSG. Yeah, good one. There you go. Inter Miami announced that they're going to host Barcelona in a friendly on July 19th at Drive Pink Stadium. And I was just looking at the Barcelona Twitter account, and they did the best troll ever. They posted a graphic confirming the announcement, and they said, "We're taking our talents to South Beach." And you can imagine all of the comments are Fort Lauderdale. You're in Fort Lauderdale. You're going to Fort Lauderdale. You're going to Fort Lauderdale. Excellent troll by Barcelona.
Oh, and half of those comments were by your brother, who reminds us every step of the way that they played Fort Lauderdale. But not for much longer, because they did get their Dade County Stadium plan passed through the commission. So eventually they will be in Miami.
The Marlins will begin a three-game series versus the Braves tomorrow, game two of the Western Conference Finals. Also tomorrow night at 9 p.m., Warriors took down the Mavericks in a big way yesterday. Yeah. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7-866-954-MORE. Right now, it is partly cloudy in South Florida, but it doesn't look like there's any bad weather, at least here in Miami. That's your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Guacamole? You got to use the horse, Chan. The big ones.
Hawk and Crowder.
It's a funky Buddha happy hour here on Hawk and Crowder. I'm Dono. I'm in for Hawk today. Crowder is off for a pivot recording. Solana is preparing for an extended edition of The Sizzle tonight. We got you covered, man, on both radio stations, whether you're listening to us right now on 790 The Ticket or on 560 WQAM. On 560, we are going to have right after, about an hour after we're done here, we're going to have game two between the Florida Panthers and Tampa Bay Lightning. Must win game tonight for the Cats. I think this is going to be the game when they finally break that power play drought. Got to even up that series at 1-1 with Tampa Bay. Coming up at 8:45 tonight, so I think I'm probably due for a cafecito as soon as the show is over to stay up a little bit late for that one. 8:45 tonight, Miami Heat, they got the 1-0 series lead against the Boston Celtics. Boston thinks they're going to even things up tonight. They got Marcus Smart back. They got Al Horford back. The Heat are just going to slam them tonight to take a 2-0 series lead. Now, Solana, here's a texter in the 585 who has guts. He writes, "Tonight is going to be a sit your starters in the fourth quarter special for the Heat."
No, Dono, we don't even say that, man, because that is not a texter with guts. That's somebody who listens to the show and is trying to curse the Heat.
Is that a Boston fan in disguise?
I don't know if it is, but every time, Hawk, every single time Hawk would say, "Tonight feels like a sit your starters in the fourth kind of night," it does not bode well for whatever team we're rooting for. So we don't want to say that. We do not want to say that.
We'll strike that from the record.
Shame on you, Texter. Shame on you.
That was Marcus Smart texting in to try and psych us out, man. And listen, if I'm going to be betting those Jimmy Butler overs, I don't want it to be a sit your starters in the fourth night. That happened to me, Solana. I can't remember if it was game five or game six. I think it was game five against Philadelphia. I had Jimmy Butler over 25.5 points, and it was such a blowout that he ended up with 24 points because he sat most of the fourth quarter because it was such a blowout. So listen, if I'm trying to lock in these Jimmy Butler overs tonight, it's got to work. Wow, and a texter in the 561 says, "The beat in Pepas is too weak to be a hype song." It's one of the strongest hype songs ever. What do you mean the beat is too weak?
That's ridiculous. What's he doing? That's ridiculous.
Solana TV is absolute gold. Bravo, a texter writes it. Who came up? Like, Solana TV, it's my favorite thing on Instagram and Twitter, wherever else you can find it. Was that your idea? Was it Jimmy's idea? Did Hawk put you up to it? Like, how was Solana TV born?
Jimmy was just thrown into the fire. I needed a cameraman, and I'm like, "Jimmy, you're my cameraman." That's just the way it worked. I bought a mic, and I wanted to film video because I thought it'd be funny to mess with Hawk and Crowder, and it's kind of just turned into its own thing. I'm just as surprised as everybody at the the way people have received it, because I got to be honest, Dono, I kind of just thought I'd be filming Crowder doing silly stuff. That's what I envisioned for Solana TV.
Ah, man, some of the best ideas are just, it's not what you expect. Like when Viagra was invented, it was supposed to be a blood pressure medication. And they're like, oh, wait, it does something else way better. So, you know, they didn't know. They didn't know. Like, you thought, oh, I'm gonna capture Crowder doing funny things on camera. And it turns out Solana ended up being the star. So you never know, man, what you are going to stumble into. So last I checked, let me just verify this to make sure the line hasn't moved. You know, because it's moved a lot, Solana, the last couple days. So we talked about it with Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports earlier. You know, when the Game 2 line initially came out, and I know obviously that Marcus Smart, now Horford coming back, I want to see if that affects it even further. I don't necessarily think, you know, Smart being probable since yesterday is like the only reason why the line has moved, because I think even before that news came out, the bets were pouring in on Boston. But, you know, the Heat initially opened up as 5-point favorites for this game, and the line, oh, dude, Solana, it's 1.5 now. This is crazy.
Wow.
Wow. So in less than 48 hours, I'm so glad I opened this up. And I think Horford surprised people, right? Because I think we've known for over a day that Marcus Smart was probably going to play because he was probable. But, like, Horford went from doubtful to, like, playing in just a matter of a couple of hours. So it's now the Miami Heat minus 1.5. And let me tell you something. For the people out there who have guts and have been locking in bets on the Miami Heat, even if you have guts, you're now kicking yourself, and maybe you could still actually, you know, you probably can't cash out the same way because the line has changed, but you wish that if you bet the Heat at like -3.5, you would much prefer now to bet the Heat at -1.5. So for those of you who waited until like right before tip off, if you want to wager on the Miami Heat tonight, you're going to be in much better shape betting the Heat -1.5. Instead of like -3.5 or -4, which it's been over the last 24 hours. So the money is pouring in big time on the Boston Celtics. But you know what that means, Solana? That just means we're going to have a lot of disappointed losers tomorrow who just flush their money down the toilet betting on Boston.
Oh, man. Dono, there is very little things I enjoy more in my life than watching Celtics fans leave FTX Arena in shambles. I mean, there is there's a list, and it's very, very small. It was great watching the Celtics fans just upset. I mean, are we being I always try to take a step back. Obviously, I'm a huge Heat fan. Dono, you are as well. Like, are we blinded right now? Is Horford and Marcus Smart, should it be moving the line that much? Or are we not seeing something that everybody else is seeing? Like, I understand Al Horford can give you more than Grant Williams, and obviously Marcus Smart, Defensive Player of the Year, he'll give you more than whatever the hell Naismith gave the Celtics in Game 1. Like, I get that, but man, haven't the Heat proven that they're a legitimate one seed and that nobody can walk into FTX Arena and punk them? That's what I'm just confused with here. They haven't lost a game at home yet, and everybody's just expecting the Celtics at some point to get it done tonight, and I don't get it. I don't understand why.
Yeah, I think on Smart and Horford, one of the big ways that they affect the game is they help Boston's overall rotation, right? Because Boston is not as deep as Miami to begin with, right? So I think their presence is going to make their bench stretched a little bit thin. You know, I think there's no coincidence why the Heat made the big run in the second half once the bench was stretched out a little bit thinner. But I don't know, like, the line moving this much, I don't know if it's as much about Horford and about Smart as it is. I just don't think that was a good line anyway. Like, game one was 1.5. Miami Heat favored by 1.5. And, okay, they did end up, like, covering it, I guess, comfortably in hindsight. But I thought, if anything, like, Solana, I'm expecting, and I know you've called me out on Twitter, like, when I was in for Zaslow the last couple of days, and I talked about this being a 7-game series. I am picking Heat in 7, but just me saying a 7-game series, you have called me out for not having guts. But, like, all along, I thought there's going to be a lot of punches, counter punches in the series. Like, my thinking from the beginning was they're each going to split the home games, the first four, right? And it's going to be a 2-2 series, can end up being like the best of three the rest of the way. So I was expecting, when the line opened up a couple nights ago, I was expecting it to be about this close. I thought it was going to be maybe Heat, 1.5, 2-point favorites. So I just think what happened was the betting public, and what do they really know? But like the sharps and the Vegas guys, they think they know stuff, the wise guys. But I think that they saw, hey, oh, it's like a 4-3.5-point line. I just think they saw that as an opportunity to jump on the Celtics, and just so much money came on the Celtics. We ended up getting the line that we probably should have had to begin with.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. And obviously my Heat in five takes, that may be me being a little bit of a homer. I'll admit it. The Celtics are good, bro. Like, I'll say it in the most Miami way possible. The Celtics are good, bro. They deserve some respect. The Heat are probably going to have to win a road game in this series, Dono. Heat have never lost, right, a series when they win games 1 and 2. They go up 2-0 in a series. So it would be nice to have this one tonight. It would be really nice.
And I like what you said earlier, and a couple people on the text line picked up on this, that there's nothing better than seeing the Celtics fans leave FTX Arena disappointed. And listen, there's too many Bostonians down here, too many New Yorkers. But I agree with one of the texters from the 786 who says, I used to feel like that about Knicks fans, but Boston fans have replaced them. Yeah, at this point, I just feel pity for Knicks fans because their team hasn't been relevant in almost 20 years. But yeah, I mean, Solana, when you're at FTX Arena and you're a season ticket holder, you never miss a game. Everybody knows that.
In the playoffs.
Who's right? Whose misery do you take the most delight in? Is it Celtics fans above all? Because I still do take delight in watching the Knicks fans leave disappointed.
Oh, no, it's Knicks fans more than anything. But here's why, Dono, because Knicks fans just have false hope. I mean, what are they happy about? Their franchise hasn't done anything. They've won one playoff series in my entire life. I'm 27 years old. But Knicks fans, come on, let's be real. Knicks fans don't matter. All right, let's be 100% honest about it. I made this point yesterday that I haven't seen the stadium this hyped since the Big Three era, and it makes sense, right? This is the first time we're witnessing the Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals in person. They did it in 2020, but obviously that was in the NBA bubble. It was a little different. So it makes sense why game one was just on another level of enthusiasm and chaos and whatever in the arena. Man, beating the Celtics back in the Big Three era, it just felt
that was the best.
Incredible. Like beating the Pacers, nobody likes Pacer fans, but not many of them traveled to South Florida anyways.
Yeah.
And it was expected. But the Celtic fan is, you know, just holds their head high. They ride their high horse because they have the most championships in NBA history, and they've done it the right way. They didn't build the roster, even though they literally built a Big Three the same way Miami did. They just don't want to admit it.
Yeah, they were the they started the trend. They were the first to do it.
So it probably is. Like, even to this day, beating the Celtics, and that rivalry is very well still intact. Going back to 2020, the Bam block over Tatum. Like, there's so many iconic moments in this rivalry. And most of them end up with the Heat on the better side of them in the most recent past. But it's the Celtic fan. Like, they are the most obnoxious fan base in the NBA.
I can't add a whole lot to that. And I like, though, what's happening in the Eastern Conference, like, because I expect the Heat to stay good for years to come. And, you know, Boston have a couple of young superstars. They look like they're in good hands. Milwaukee's got Giannis Antetokounmpo. Like, I think it's becoming like you're having this triumvirate where you have this like three-way blood feud, right? Because the Heat and Celtics, the rivalry is renewed. You know, the Heat and Bucks, you know, the last couple of years, the Heat shocked the Bucks in the bubble. The Bucks swept Miami last year. They're probably going to meet again, I'm sure, at some point in the playoffs the next couple of years. And the Bucks just got eliminated by the Celtics in 7. So those two teams hate each other as well. So we're bringing some of these old school rivalries, version 2.0. We are bringing them back to the Eastern Conference. And yeah, a couple people, by the way, were asking because they heard us say something about Al Horford. Oh, has he been cleared? Yeah, he has been cleared. Al Horford has been cleared. Ooh, somebody text the station line. They know that I follow a lot of this transfer portal stuff. We're going to sign off in a second, but Somebody in the 7-2-0 says, Dono, Jordan Addison declared to USC in the last hour via Twitter screenshot on his account. I didn't think it was coming that soon. I thought all along USC is the favorite. I didn't expect he was going to make up his mind now. So I'm going to have plenty to talk about on my college football coverage in the next couple of days, that is for sure. So huge shout out and thank you to Solana. Huge thank you to Channing Crowder for always making me laugh and making me smile. Shout out to Hawk, who's going to be back tomorrow. I'm Alex Dono filling in for Hawk today. Thanks to Bill Lindsay and Will Manso and Lee Sterling for joining us on this episode. So we will have on 790 The Ticket, you'll hear an extended Solana sizzle. A little bit later on WQAM, you're going to hear Florida Panthers and Tampa Bay Lightning game two, Heat and Celtics game two on 790 later tonight. Strap yourselves in, my friends. Going to be a huge, huge night right here. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Today unruly, tomorrow crack.
Ground beef.
Take care, brush your hair.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.